Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We learned in the previous two Mishnayos that the Challah obligation takes effect once the dough has been kneaded. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the halacha as it pertains to Meduma, when it becomes potter from Challah because it's Truma, and when it becomes obligated in Challah because at that point it was still Challah when it became Truma. Now in Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel, we're going to discuss the similar halacha, but as it pertains not to Truma, but to Hekdesh, because just like Truma's potter is normally exempt from Challah, so to Hekdesh, anything that we donate, that we designate, that we consecrate for the Beis HaMikdash, is also potter, is also exempt from Challah. Says the Mishnah, Hekdesha Isasa Achilo Gilgala. If she consecrates her dough, if she designates it for Hekdesh, for the Beis HaMikdash, before she completes its kneading, meaning to say, before it becomes obligated in Challah, Ufidata, and she redeemed it immediately before completing its kneading, meaning before it became obligated in Challah, Chayaves, once she finishes kneading, it becomes obligated in Challah. After all, even though the dough that is Hekdesh is normally not obligated in Challah, this dough was no longer Hekdesh when its kneading was completed, and therefore it's obligated in Challah. Continuing in the Mishnah, Misha Gilgala, the same thing is true. If she made the dough Hekdesh only after she completed its kneading, in this case, it was already obligated in Challah when she designated it for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Ufda'ata, then she redeemed it, so she gives that to the Beis HaMikdash, and now she's going to have the money for herself. Chayaves, but it's still obligated in Challah. After all, once again, in this situation, once a dough becomes obligated in Challah, it remains obligated in Challah, even if you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash after the fact. So there too, it would be obligated in Challah, because again, it was already obligated when it was donated to the Beis HaMikdash. However, continues the Mishnah, Hikdishata Ad Shelo Gilgala, if she designated it for the Beis HaMikdash before she completed its kneading, meaning before it became obligated in Challah, the Gilgala HaGizbar, and the person in the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurer in the Beis HaMikdash, completed its kneading once it was designated for the Beis HaMikdash, the Achar Kach Pidata, and then she redeemed it Petura. In this case, it is exempt from Challah. It is not obligated in Challah. Why? Shebishas Chovasa Haisa Petura. Because at the time of its obligation, meaning to say, at the time when the kneading was completed, and therefore the obligation of Challah took effect, it was exempt, right? It belonged to Hekdesh, it didn't belong to her, and therefore, since the dough was exempt from Challah, when its kneading was completed, it remains exempt from Challah, even after it was redeemed. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah that we just learned taught us, and never really discussed, whether Hekdesh is subject to the obligation of Challah, and at what point in the stage of its development, of its process, is it obligated in Challah, and when not, because it might be Hekdesh, and Hekdesh normally is exempt, is not obligated in Challah. So now the truth is that this halacha applies not only in the context of Challah, but it applies to regular maestros, to regular tithes as well, and we're going to continue discussing the context of Hekdesh when it comes to maestros. Says the Mishnah, Kayotzebo, similarly, Hamakdish Peiros of Achelo Bo Leonas Hamaisers, if a person designated his fruits for the Beis HaMikdash before they reach that time when they're obligated in Maisers. Like we learned previously, when it comes to a Maiser, the obligation of separating Maiser only begins once the produce have become fully processed, just like Challah, just like Truma. So let's say a person designates his fruits for the Beis HaMikdash before they've been fully processed, before the obligation of Maiser has set in, Ufidan, and then redeems them immediately without having them obligated in Maiser. Miser Chayavin. They are obligated in Miser because, again, when the Miser obligation took effect, they were no longer Hekdesh. And if they were no longer Hekdesh, then they're now obligated in Miser. However, says the Mishnah, Mishabol Onas HaMiser Shufadon. Similarly, if he designates his fruits for the Beis HaMikdash after they already reached when they're obligated in Miser, once they're fully processed, and then he redeemed them, Chayavin, they are still also obligated in Miser, because here also, the produce, the crops, were not Hekdesh when the processing was complete, when the obligation took effect, and therefore they became subject, they became obligated in Miser first, and therefore the obligation is going to continue, it's going to remain effect even after it was consecrated, even after it was donated and given to the Beit HaMikdash. However, again, this is all very much in line with what we saw in the previous Mishnah, Hikdishana Chelo Nigmaru Gemaron HaGizbar. If, however, he consecrated the crops and he donated them to the Beit HaMikdash before their processing was complete, before the obligation of Meiser took effect, V'acharkach Pidaon Piturin. And the owner then redeemed them. So in this case, they are exempt from Meiser, Shebishas Chavason Hayu Piturin. Because at the time when the obligation took effect, at the time when the Meiser was, when the crops were fully processed and the Meiser obligation took effect, they were Hekdesh, and Hekdesh items, Hekdesh crops, are exempt, are not obligated in Miser. So quick review, today we discussed the halacha of Hekdesh, both in the context of Chala and in the context of Miser. And we said that if it's a situation where either the dough was consecrated or the crops were consecrated before its process was complete, either before its kneading or before the Onas HaMiser took place, and then redeemed it immediately there too, they would, she would be chayaves in Chala, he would be chayav in Miser. Because in both of these cases, even though the dough is a Hekdesh, or the dough is, right, even though the dough is Hekdesh, it is still exempt from Chal, it is still exempt from Miser, because at the end of the day, it was no longer Hekdesh when it became obligated in Miser, when it became obligated in Chala. And the same is true when it comes to a situation where she consecrated the dough after completing its kneading, meaning after it became obligated in Chala, or after it became obligated in Miser. Here too, it already became obligated in Chala, it already became obligated in Miser, and therefore, there too, he or she would be required to still separate Chala or Miser for this Hekdesh crop. However, in both cases, if she consecrated the Chala, she made it Hekdesh before she completed its kneading, meaning before it became obligated in the Chala, or he designated as Hekdesh before the Miser became obligated in Miser, in both of these cases, they would be Potter from Chala and Potter from Miser, because it's Hekdesh, and it became Hekdesh at the time when it was obligated in Chala, and therefore it would be Pater from Chala, and it would be Pater from Miser. Have a great day.